you go a long stretch at the beginning before you get that first goal. Now, all of a sudden, you're at 15. You're on fire now, right?
Yeah, I mean, things are going well. Like I said, at the start of the season, I was still getting chances. It's more coming than that. And, you just you stick with it. You work hard.
When you guys fall down again like you did tonight, what's the calmness about this team that doesn't allow it to kind of get the ball rolling on the bench too long?
Well, you saw what happened. Our big boy stepped up and made some plays and got us back into the game. And basket made some big saves in that 4-on-4 and kept us in it. So we don't like starting like that. It's not ideal, but you have to deal with it and deal with it the right way, and I think we did that tonight.
Seems like your line's been able to match up against our team's top lines throughout the course of the season. I'm sure it takes a lot of pride in that. Like, what are some keys as your trio there in terms of managing the game or playing your game against like the Chuck line, those kind of groups?
We try to play the same way each shift, each night. Doesn't matter who we're playing against. It's I don't know how many times I can say this. We're not a quick line that's up and down the ice. We're a line that gets in on the forecheck, controls the puck down low. Where's the other team out? I'll continue to say it's but if we continue to get pucks in, no turnovers, and eliminate their speed coming the other way, we're okay.
Were you a little concerned after the weekend and everything, playing the spotlight game? Were you a little concerned about maybe kind of having a little bit of a downer tonight and, you know, not getting off to the start that you wanted to?
Yeah, it's a tough thing to get ready for. It's human nature. I think, like I said, we didn't have a great start. First 5-10 minutes, down 2-0 right away. And we saw our game evolve from after that and slowly take over the hockey game. And, last weekend was a fun weekend. In the spotlight, playing outside, it was a cool venue.
You've experienced like missing time due to injury, coming back and playing. I know people aren't surprised that Kucherov's like producing at this level, but what struck you the most watching him, the way he's been able to, I think, miss the third of the season and then coming back and kind of playing like this?
Well, he's a big player in this league. He can make plays, he makes passes, he can score. He is a superstar. He can step in at any point pick up where he left off, and we're happy to have him on
this. Good.
Yep.
Thanks, Mark.